I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In India, there's an unofficial statistic. Every 8 minutes, a girl goes missing. Most of these girls are trafficked into the sex trade, begging, or domestic labor. Many are lured into slavery by people they trust, members of their own family sometimes. The stories, no surprise, are heartbreaking. Once in a while, there are the girls who break out of the cycle, who escape. But what do you do when your trafficker is a member of your family? And what if you can't go home? For our Across Women's Lives project, Chavi Sachdev has this story from Mumbai.
I'm going to introduce you to an extraordinary 16-year-old. I am meeting her at a shelter home for girls who have been rescued from trafficking. To protect her identity and her family, we're going to call her Panshi, a name that means bird. It's what she chooses to call herself.
Panshi.
Panshi?
P-A-N-S-H-I.
Panshi.
She grew up about an hour outside Mumbai with her mother, younger sister, and younger brother. Her mother worked, and so did an older sister who's married. Panshi loved school, though she had few friends. She did really well in her classes. But then at 13, her family made her drop out because they couldn't afford it anymore. She tells me she really fought her family on this. But then while she dropped out, she met an 18-year-old boy, a friend. He supported her ideas. He even met her parents and tried to persuade them to let her study, told them he'd marry her. She's not sure why they didn't like him, but they were separated. She was packed off to her father's village in a different state. She doesn't know where she was sent, but she knew she was miserable. She wanted to go back to school, and she wanted to go back to her friend. Eventually, her aunt said that the only way they'd let her return to the city was if she joined the family trade.
At that time, I wanted to return so badly, I pretended to agree to my aunt's condition. I said I'd do whatever they wanted.
But that family trade, what the women in her tribe, the Bedias, traditionally do, is prostitution. The men in the families pimp their wives and sisters. The women earn the money. In Mumbai, Panshi's mother and her aunts are sex workers. Her older sister is a dancer who performs at dance bars, India's version of strip clubs, but without nudity. So they brought her back to the city, but things move much more quickly than she expected.
I thought we were going to my sister's house, but ended up at my aunt's. And one night, while my mother and aunt stood outside the door, this person came to my room. I begged this person to let me go, to let me go meet my friend. But he had paid. What do I say? He didn't want to waste it. The money mostly went to my aunts. Some went to my mother.
It was her initiation into the sex trade. She screamed and she cried, all the time knowing her mother was right outside listening, but no one helped. She describes a horrendous 10 days of being sold to clients, begging her aunts and mother to let her go. At one point, it seemed like her mother would relent, but her aunt stalked her out of it. Her older sister finally came and took her away from the aunt after she fell violently sick. Back at their home, Panshi was now reluctant to get in touch with her friend. She was afraid he'd reject her because of what had happened to her. But he didn't.
He cried a lot and then said, "I fell in love with you, not your body. I don't care what's happened to you." And then he said, "Come with me."
Panshi had found a solution, but it wasn't legal. She ran away with him, and for nearly a year, they lived under the radar as a couple, just the two of them. He worked, she ran the house, they saved money, and she talks of it being the happiest time in her life. Then his father fell sick and his family asked them to move back to Mumbai. But doing that would have gotten them both arrested. Her family had registered a police complaint against the boy for kidnapping. So 15-year-old Panshi went to the police herself to let them know that she hadn't been kidnapped, but had rescued herself out of prostitution.
I went to the police station and told them my family did this to me, and that's why I'm with him and want to stay with him. It was a big mistake, actually.
It all went sideways because she's a minor. Local officials wouldn't let her stay with the friend, and sending her back to her family was risky. There was a high probability she'd end back in the sex trade. So, on the 7th of September 2015, she was sent to the Nonihal home in Mumbai, where I met her earlier this year. the shelter home for girls who have been trafficked. Naunihal means sapling in Hindi. Panchi's first 2 months at Naunihal were so hard, she told me. She cried all the time. But now she has reinvented herself yet again and is very much on track.
Being here, I've gained a lot of skills. I want to study. I want to graduate.
At the shelter, social workers, counselors, and staff give the girls the freedom to figure out who they are within guidelines and structure. The girls go to school, they get vocational training so they can transition to being self-reliant, independent women when they come of age at 18. It's a special place with an excellent track record. None of the girls who have lived in the shelter have gone back to the sex trade. But even here, Panchi is unusual. Preeti Patkar is one of the founders of the shelter, and since 1986, she's worked with thousands of trafficked girls.
She's strong, self-driven, diligent, focused, knows exactly what she wants. And she's a child who doesn't live in the past, who wants to work on her present so that her future looks like what she wants it to look like.
She's unusual, I think, in every respect, even compared with girls who've never been assaulted.
Yes, yes. She is unusual. She is. She, definitely.
Panchi is now attending school after a break of 3 years. At the home, she's learned to make beautiful jewelry, which she sells. The money she earns goes into a bank account she can't access until she's 18. But she laughs and says even when she's 18, she won't touch it. She'll get a part-time job and continue to put money away. Her family visits frequently and begs her to come back home, but she doesn't go because she wants to keep on studying. Panchi dreams of becoming a social worker and changing the lives of kids from her tribe and looking after her mother in her old age.
An apartment building I pass in the evenings with a lovely garden. There are old ladies sitting there. I picture my mother sitting there.
This year, Panchi's plan is to learn English. She's saving money and she's singing. How can money sell me? The chorus goes. How can money sell me?
For me, I'm enough. I have to rely on myself.
For the world, Chavi Sachdev, Mumbai.